Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Yutes, picking up on Yutes 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Gufa, says the Gemara. Let's take a look at something we saw about before. Matzah Gedisha b'shuk. Someone goes and finds a Gedisha in the shuk. B'sman Shabbal Modev, the husband missed the fact that he divorced his wife. Yaxel, she give it to the woman. In Abal Modev, not lo Yaxel, lo Lezev, lo Lezev, you don't return to either one of them. Now, says the Gemara. B'sman Shabbal Modev, mia Yaxel Isha. When he admits to it, you give it immediately. V'lech Hashem akosav litei b'nisan. Well, shouldn't how is it okay? Let's say that maybe the husband wrote it in Nisan and he wanted to give it Velonas and La'at Tishrei, but he didn't actually give it to her until Tishrei. V'aza Baal Zabin Peri Minisan La'at Tishrei. In the meantime, he goes and he sells the Nichse Malug, the Peros that are in the field. Rashi says, Kimishpato, V'zabin Peru. And he goes and he sells it in the meantime, which is allowed to do it, right? Because they're still married then. Umafka Legita, the cause of a Nisan. But she's going to whip out this get, says, look, it was written in Nisan, and v'asi l'mitchav l'kuchu shel gedin. She's going to go to the people. In the meantime, that means if it really was in Nisan and he sold the fruit afterwards, so then that wasn't his, and she can go get it from the people that bought it. But over here, if the get was given, was only meant to take effect later, so then this stuff, even though it was written in Nisan, it still did belong to him. And therefore, she's taking it shelo kedin. V'asi l'mitchav l'kuchu shel gedin. Aren't we worried about this? Says the Gemara, ha nichala mandamar. When is it going to work well that you say you can actually return it? Kevin chenasan ein of legarsha, because once the husband puts his mind to divorce his wife and he writes a get over there, this is a Gemara, getting off your zayin of a booze, shuv ein the baal peros. At that moment, he loses it. Shapir, then everything makes sense, because at that very moment, it's even though it was given later, they're going to select a divorce right now. Rashi says, Yeshal litra of kol mashamachar mishal tzksiv of them it's written. Falpuk the mitzvah is getting, prepare sheni, it's a machlokas over there. Elamandamar, the other bandamar, Yeshal bal peris adshid shasasina, even though he wants to divorce his wife, until he actually gives it to the knot. So therefore, Michael Amemar, what's going on? If you're going to return it, maybe this is going to go taking shalokadin. Ki asil mitchav, says the Gemara, when the woman comes to go take it, Amrina lo, we tell her, I say raya emas matagit al chelev. Give us a raya when you actually got to get in your hand, and then you can go and you can take, you can deal with, you know, getting back pay, whatever it is. She says, Emas matagit al yodach miyad bailach. You got it from your husband. Until then, we're not going to let you go and take it over here. Says the Gemara. Why is this any different than Shtari Chov? This is a gap. What about Shtari Chov? Or someone owes money to somebody else? The time we learned in the Mishnah earlier, Yud Beis Mabeis, Matzah Shtari Chov, someone finds Shtari Chov, Im Yesh Ben Mechreis, Nechasim, Loyachsa, don't return it. V'okimna Kishay Chayav Moda. We're talking about the case where he actually admitted to it. Mishum Shem HaKasav Lovos B'Nisan, V'lo Lovat Tishrei, V'Katar V'Lukul Shal Kedin. So we don't allow it to go. But here we do allow it to go. Clearly, this idea of like giving it to her and then saying, oh yeah, we'll deal with it when she goes to get it and say you have to prove it, then why don't we say the same thing when it comes to Shtari Chov? So going, no, don't you worry. Hasam Nami Ledar. They're also, pardon, that's speaking out what I just said. Hasam Nami Leader over there also should be able to return it. When they want to take it, they say, I say Raya Emas Mat Shtari Chov Leader. Give us a Raya when it came into your hand, then we're going to give it to you. If not, we're not letting you take it. The reason why we're Makel over there and give it to her with this like stipulation, and we're not worried someone's going to go, you know, haywire over there and the guy's Lekuch is getting messed over, because I really said, Hacha Gabi Get Isha. The guy who bought the fruits is going to say, listen, buy the get, Asi Lokech Utvo. This guy is going to be Tovea to prove it. Why? Because Ami's going to say, the reason why they gave it back to him is out over there and they found it. So you shouldn't be an aguna. You should be able to go and get married. You shouldn't be stuck. But now that you're coming to go and be Tori for me, go bring a raya. Now you give me a raya when it came into your hands. And then you know, I'll give it to you. But halcha gabi shtar chov, by shtar chov, the lekuchos are just going to say, okay, the guy has the shtar, now I'm stuck, right? Because law si lokech v'tava, the buyer is not going to come to court, you know, the guy who got messed over, because mida'adrua ni'alei rabbanon l'shtar chov, the fact that they gave him back the shtar chov, pshita must be that we could say everything's legit over here, because lamai hilchasah drew on the nape. Because if not, why else would they give it to him? Lemitrafu. The only reason they give it to him is in order to have to get it from him. Shmami na, and therefore that's the matzav. And kamar abanim b'milsa. The rabbis must have worked this out that everything is legit here. Umikmei didi matashtar liyadei, and it must be that this came into his hand before I bought this. And now I have to go and pay it back. So in order to not have that mistake occur, that's why we don't allow it to be given back to him. We have a reason to give the get back to a woman, and that is so she can get married, but she shouldn't be able to nafdaf because she can take anything else from that. But we have no reason to give it to this guy other than that it's a good shtar, and that's why we don't return it to him. Now, next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a person finds a getem nashim or a shechruy avadim or an emancipation, a shtar that shows that this guy is free, you don't go ahead and what the Mishnah said over there, that in such an instance, you, lo yachzer. You don't go and return it because maybe it was written and they changed their mind and it didn't actually occur. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, and Masa Shah Shachar B'Shuk, you find in the Shuk, Bezman Shah Rab Modav, the guy agrees to it, yachzer levet, give it to the Evan. Ain't Rab Modav, he doesn't mean to it, agree to it, then lo yachzer lo lezev lezev, don't give it to either one of them. Now, Bezman Shah Rab Modav, me a yachzer levet. When he's a mother, you do give it to him. Vamai, why do you give it to him? Nechush, we should be worried. Shema Kosov Lithin lo Benisan. Maybe he wrote to give it to him Nisan, for lo nasan la Tishrei, and he only gave it to him by Tishrei. By the way, just for those who are unclear, that's 6 months later. So maybe he wrote to Nisan and only give it, he didn't give it to him until Tishrei. But also, Avda, in the meantime, what did he do? This Eved, who wasn't yet free, he went, Vikana Nichsen Minisan Vad Tishrei. He bought property between Nisan and Tishrei, but he wasn't yet free, so it belongs to the Baal, to the owner, to the Mar, to the master. Vazal Rav is Abdinu, and the master went and sold all of these, which he's allowed to do. Umapikle Lishikhur the Kasav Nisan. This guy's going to whip it in the shtar. Look, I was freed in Nisan, v'katar v'lekuchos shel gedin. He's going to go take it from lekuchos where he really wasn't allowed to, because really it did belong to the master, because he wasn't done until Tishrei. But he's going to say, look, I have it from Nisan, which really the land belonged to me, and this guy sold it to, but it's really my land. You have to come and give it to me. So how can we go ahead and give it back to him if he admits to it? Hanich leman damar. Now, this is going to be good and dandy. So when it says schus hu le'evet yotzi mitachas rabba lecheris, it is a schus for an evet to go and leave, to go free. Okay, but by the amen, it goes according to by, it says edav, and like I also that edav b'chasumav zachenla, that if witnesses, when they go and they sign it, so then it happens right away, and then the guy is free immediately. Shapir, everything now makes sense and is good and dandy that we give it back to him, because this is something which is good for a person to leave, and when the witness go and sign of it, it's like a zachen ladam shel b'fanav, and then he's free and he's out, and therefore the land really belongs to, we're not worried that he's going to do something shel kedin, because it does belong to him, and therefore, if the guy, the Baal sold it, the master sold it, he wasn't allowed to, and he can go and get it. Elamad Amar says, Chovu Levit, it's not a good thing. This is a machlokas. Is it a good thing or a bad thing for a person to go free from being a slave? Some say it's good, and that's what he said. Or he says, Chov, it's a bad thing for him. He should go free. Ma'ilka Meimar, what are you going to say now? If it's considered a bad thing, then the witness going and signing on it are not able to go ahead and get him free from the time of the signature, and therefore, it doesn't happen until 6 months later. And if you're going to return to him then, this is the issue. Have over here, he's going to go gova shalo kedin. By the way, in that machlokas over there, before we get to the answer, what exactly is it? Why is it good or why is it bad? Well, we say it's good. If this is the Gemara in Gittin, it's going to be good because now he can go marry a regular woman if he's free. The reason why it's bad is maybe he wants to be with a Shilcha Kenanis, or if he's an Eved of a Kohen, he's not going to have Truma anymore. So that's the machlokas over there. So now says the Gemara, the ant. How do we answer this question of saying that maybe, according to one who said that there's a chov for the Eved, it's going to be Yotze B'tachas Yad Rabo L'cheres, and now he wouldn't be free to immediately, we're going to be worried he's going to be Govah Shalom Kedin. So he's going, no, D'chiyase Mitraf, because when he comes to go and be Torah for him, immediately we say, I see Raya, Imes Matzah Shechur L'adach, bring us a Raya when it came into your hand, and then we'll go ahead and we'll give it to you. Until you give us a Raya that when it came to your hand, we're not giving it to you. Nice try. Similar to what we saw with the get. Dai Tekima Tawana, the next part of the Mishnah. Dai Tekima is a person writes on his deathbed at will. Or a shtar matana, we don't return. Says Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Idaitiki, Da Tehei, Lamekam, Blios. What is this lashon of Daitiki? The Daitiki means this will be valid and it will work, it'll go weiter. Shem Meis, the Chas of Leploni, that if the guy dies, then it goes to Ploni, it continues on. Matana, what's a matana? Kol shekos of bo, mea yom ula achar misa. Anybody who writes in the shtar, it says that this gift is to happen from today and after death. Alma, what do we see? If that's what it's written, then it's going to be kona. If not, if you don't write that, then lo kani, then he doesn't acquire it. Says Rashi, b'tamia, v'lo, lo kani. If he says, here, it's for you right now, then it's going to be his. What do you mean it's me now and after Misa? Pardon me. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, nah, hachikam, what does it mean to say? Ezohi matnas bari, what is the gift of a healthy person? Shehim kematnas shchiv mirah. Let's try that again. What gift of a healthy person is similar to that of a person who's a shchiv mirah, who's on his deathbed? Rashi says, "Stam matnas shchiv mirah, the matana of a shchiv mirah, someone on his deathbed, lo kanya lo is not kone, ela la'achamisa, until after death. The machas misa u mitzvah, because only because of the mitzvah of the misa is he giving it to him. Mitzaveh, sorry, is he committing it to happen? Back in the Gemara, de lo kani ela la'achamisa. Let's read this one fell swoop now. Amar Abaye, Hachi Gamar, ezi matnas bari shi kematnas shchiv mirah, de lo kani ela la'achamisa. What is something like that? Kosha kosuba me'ayom u la'achamisa. Anytime it says me'ayom u la'achamisa. If it would be written just straight up, me'ayom, it's okay, then it's ayom. But it's a me'ayom u la'achamisa, then it's similar to that idea of a shchiv mirah. And therefore, even a matana like that is not going to be fully given over until it's not given over until the person is actually dead. Now, says the Gemara, timer, the reason why you don't give it back, this daitaki or this matana, delomer tenu, is because you say give it to him. Homer the tomb, but it says tenu, no son, you go and you actually give it back. Uraminu, but we got ourselves a bright, so it seems to say not like that. Matza daitikos, if somebody finds a bunch of wills like this, you know, these deathbed wills, apotikios, or they find a apotikios, which we know is a shtar of po tehe koi, but a specific property that's going to be given to somebody, umatanos, or if you have shtar matanos, afa bishishne modim, even if both agree that they belong to lo'ech or lo'zev, lo'zeh, you don't give it back to either one of them. Because we're worried, maybe they actually didn't give it, he changed his mind, and then you're messing people over here. So this kind of goes straight up against the Mishnah, that everyone who writes it says, give it to him, that we go and we give it. So what's going on over here? The Bryce says that's where something's going to happen. The Mishnah's not where something's going to happen. I'm a Rabbi Abraham, lo kasha. This is not a kasha. Beep, turn the page. It's Hesma Mace. Ha, bibari, ha, bishchimira. The din that says that we don't return it, it's talking about when it's a bari, a healthy person. Ha, bishchimira, well, the one that says that we do, that we give it back, is talking about a shchiv meira. Why would we make a distinction? Masnisin, Degatani, our Mishnah, which says, ha amar tenu, that if you did give it, then also we give it, b'shchiv meira. That's talking about a shchiv meira, debar mehadu, because he's able to go back on it, because it only fully happens when the person actually dies. But, right, why? Damin, because we say, ma'ikala meimar, what are we talking about? Dilma Ksavame Karlai, maybe this person wrote it for this person, and then he changed his mind and didn't give it to him. And then he changed his mind and wrote it to somebody else, and didn't give it to him. And the second person gets it. And we're worried that maybe the one who gave it now wants to go back on this matana that he gave to the second one, and therefore he tells us to give it back to the first one. Now, Ibamana's Bari Yavale, if he gave this property to the second person as a Matnas Bari, less Leipseda, the second person is not going to lose out by returning to the first, the Chinafka Tarti, because when both Staros are brought to court, Basrai Sazacha, the second one, the one that has a second date, is going to win. And he's going to get it. The Hahadar be Mikmaisa, because that means that he backed out of the first one. So the one who gets it as a matana is not going to get messed over by giving back the shtar. Now, Ibman Ashkemira Nami Avanele. Even if he gave the stuff to the second person as a man Ashkemira, less Bapseda. We're not going to have any sort of loss. There's not going to be a loss of second person. By giving it up, the basrais is achi, because again, the second will is going to work, because the kahadar be mikmaisa, he's retracting from the first one. So the second person is not going to be messed over by returning this shtar, and therefore the Mishnah says that we can return a lost will to what's written in it if he tells us to go and do such a thing. Now, Kikatani Braisa, but Braisa, when the Braisa says, Afa Pishish name Modim, Lo Yachser, Lo Zelozen, give to either one, Bibari. That's talking about a healthy person. the Labamadu, because this guy is not able to back out on what he did, and therefore he gives it to the second one also, it's going to mess him over. The Amrinan, because what do we say? We have to be worried that Dilma Ksava Lahaimikara, maybe he wrote this for this Shtamatana for this person. He changed money and gave it to him. He wrote it to the second person. He gave it to him. So then the person of the second one gets it. And we're worried that maybe now he's going to retract that he gave to the second one. But he's not able to do that because it's already in his possession. It's already done. He can't back out. And then we're worried that there's going to be some sort of shtick that's going on over there. So we don't give it back. Visavar that Mihadar lo mitzina adrinabe, I'm not able to go back on it. Emalahu, I'm going to tell the Beis Din, da'ana lahayavta. I gave it, really, I gave this first star when I wrote it. Vinehaduna lake sava, and then they're going to end up going and giving it back to that guy. And when he has this, now he has this shtar, which is earlier than the matana that's written to the second one. And Zacha Behu, he's going to end up getting it. But that's really tricky shticky because he actually never gave it to him. Therefore, they won't return it to either one of them. Elam Rinan Lay, so what does the Beis Din then say to him? He says as follows. Anon haik savad lo yavinan lelahai. We will not give this shtar to this person who you claim that lost it, because Dil Mikhtav Ksafta, because maybe you wrote it, and maybe we're worried that maybe you wrote and Miav Lo Yavta Nele, but you actually never gave it to him. If you have to Lini Shakir, you give it to another person. Vikohadad Bey, now you want to go and go back on that, which you're not allowed to do. E lo yavta Lini Shakrina. But if it's really true, like you're saying that you didn't give it to somebody else, for kabayis the taste for lahai. Yeah, you want to give it to this person right in front of us. Ksivale hashtuk savachrina. Write another ksav right now, another star. V'olay and give it to him. Di avdlin shachrina. And then if you really are lying and you gave it to somebody else, less bub say that guy's not going to lose out, the kalim zachi, because his star is going to be one that's going to be before this one. And therefore, that's kalim, and therefore he's going to end up getting it. We're not worried. Okay, now we saw a moment ago that how do we give an answer to the Mishnah and the Braisa? So we say the Mishnah is talking about a Shchiv Meira, and the Braisa is talking about a Bari, a healthy person. Maskevla Rav Zvid, Va'idi Ve'idi Diatikos Katani. Daitikos Katani. But it says in both of them, both the Mishnah and the Braisa, it says Daitikos. Daitikos, we know, is on the deathbed. It's a person on his deathbed, he writes his will. And in both of them, the Mishnah it seems to be saying that if he says to return it, that we do it, and the Braisa says that we don't do it. And it seems to be talking about the same thing, not sick and healthy. Not sick versus healthy. Elam Rav Zvid, he comes up with a new answer. Hava Hava Shchimura. Both of them, Mishnah Braisa, talking about Shchimura. But low kasha, it's not a kasha. One time it says, place it says you can return it, one says you can't return it. Ha Bei Veha Bivrei. When do we say we go and you return it? That the Mishnah is saying that you go and you return it if you would say to do it, the Mashmal, so he says do it. It's talking when he himself says to return it. Veha Bivrei, the other one that we don't return it, we don't give it back, is talking about where the guy actually died and then his son says that you go out and yeah, return and give it to him. So clearly we're going to be nervous when the son's doing it, so maybe some tadakishtiki is going on, but when the man himself says it not, the Masisha and Mishnah was saying it's just he himself, the Kamer Tanu knows him, that if the guy himself is saying that give it, that we give it back, is Bididei, he's talking about himself, the Bar Mehadru, because he can go and retract and go back and do whatever he wants. The Amrinan, we say, Inami Yovel In Shachrini, because even if he gave it to another person by writing him this matana after he wrote this will, Leslie Pseda, there's no loss over here. The Kama Ubasra Basazachi, because if you have an earlier dated one and a later dated one, the same thing. Basazachi, the later one wins. The Hahadabe Mikma, because it means he was changing his mind from the first one. So we don't have to be worried that there's some tricky shticky that's going on because of this. And therefore, you're going to return it. Ki Katani Bebraisa, and the Braisa, Afabishne Modem, even though both of them agree that it belongs to that person. Lo Yachsel, Lo Zebel, Lo Ze, Bibre, that's talking about his son, Damrina, and we're worried of tricky shticky. What are we worried about? Dilma Kosova Vulahai. Maybe the father wrote it to Reuven. If he changed his mind, he doesn't give it to him. Ubasar Avua, and after he died, Kosov Iu Lina Shachrina, the son, now that he was Yoris, this property over here, he wrote it out, and he's giving it to Shimon, Vyoivle, and he gave it to him. V'hashta, and therefore it's full on acquired by that guy. V'hashta kahadar be'me'ahu. And we're worried that maybe the son wants to go back on that, the second person, but he's not able to do such a thing, and therefore we're worried of that, therefore we don't give it back to him. Now, how is he going to pull it off? Suffer, he wants to say, Mahadar lomatsina adronabi. I, the son, I can go back my gift. Emalahu, so I'm going to tell the basin, the Abba Yovelilahai, my father, he gave it to this person, to Reuven. Venezvu leik save, and they're going to go ahead and give it back to him. Venezvu venapik minay, and then what's going to happen? Then he's going to go take it away from this guy, Shimon, who gave it to, the Huzachi, because, hey, my father gave it, he's the one who gets it, the original guy, because I never got in the first place, I wasn't Yorishind, I was able to give it to. Veniflug ba'day. Then I'll go and I'll split it with this other guy, the original guy, and we'll both walk away with some good stuff. With this collusion of Isser and pull such a move. We're worried that can happen, therefore we don't go and give it to him. So now, what was the beast in? What is the basin going to say back? Helka chamin alei, we say to him, Anon haik sava lo yavin alei lahai. We're not going to give it to this guy, to the father's one. The dilma michlok savayav, maybe he wrote it, miav lo yavin, and they never gave it to him. Viav to atalina shachrina, and you gave it, you were yours in it, and you gave it to someone else. So kahadat bay, and now you want to go back on that. Ella, what do we say? I kushta kamar tayav lach leavuch. If you tell the truth that taka, your father gave it to this guy, Reuven, and you didn't give it to somebody else, then this is what you can do. Zil at hashta, go now. Ksivli shtar achrina, write another shtar that writes today, right, that you're giving the property to someone. And then you can go and give him, and then you can give it. And de'inami loyev le'avua, however, we will know that even if you're lying and your father did not give it to him, uksafte atlein shachrina, and you wrote this to somebody else, let's say this guy's not going to lose out. The kama basra, kamazachi, because this guy's going to pull out, Shuman's going to pull out a shtar that's earlier, and therefore he's not going to end up losing out. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.